Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back to Scott's Throw Out the Email segment.
And podcast, too.
Email. If you've got stuff that you want to communicate, get questions for Christine, or stuff that you need to talk about us with, talk to us at this. Wellness Radio, no spaces, at co.imperial.ca.us. Some of you out there have used it, and it's amazing how well it works. Because it bounces into Maria's email, it bounces into my email, and we're like so excited.
And I
we're
tend
like,
to wow. send all the emails back to Scott. Scott, here, you answer them.
Yeah, it's like a coin toss, and I keep getting tails.
Yeah.
But no, and we'd love to hear from you, and again, anything that you may be curious about. We've been able to answer some questions for some people. We've been able to link people to some resources. So whatever you got out there that you're curious about, wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us will end up in our email in baskets. All right?
And also, just throwing out some stuff, you could also go into the website, county website. If you just put in Google County of Imperial, they'll have the departments. You can go to Behavioral Health, and it'll show you all the services that we provide. Or you can also Google Network of Care Imperial County, and it'll also give you the services that we have. You know, children's, youth and young adults, and adult services.
Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Like us on Facebook. Because there's that, too. Hey, welcome back. Our topic today is prevention early intervention, which is really neat. It's innovative stuff that Behavioral Health just began doing a few years ago. And we are lucky enough to be joined by one of the primary practitioners in this prevention early intervention. Her name is Christine Garcia. She's a psychiatric social worker, which means she's going to be a licensed clinical social worker as soon as this intern thing kind of wraps up for you, huh?
Yeah.
How long do you have to go, more or less?
I'm about halfway there. In order to get your license, you have to have 3,200 supervised clinical hours and take 2 state exams and pass them. So
nice. It's
quite intense. You thought grad school was something else. Well, then you're...
the next hurdle.
Then you're doing it. But I can't ask for a more supportive agency because we get to do the work. We have great clinical supervision and we get great training. So,
appreciate that.
In case you just started, you just tuned on the radio and you're listening to the show, we're talking about the prevention and earlier intervention program. What's different about this program is that we provide services. Christine provides services out in the community. She's mobile. She's a clinician. We get services children ages 3 to 18.
Yeah, 3 8 to 18. 8, yeah,
8, 17, 18. Around there,
mm-hmm.
And it's youth and it's children.
Yeah,
what they've been exposed.
They've been exposed to some sort of trauma. Mm-hmm. They don't have a mental health diagnosis necessarily.
But we'll help sort that out.
But we can sort that out. If we get a referral in our PEI or prevention unit, we may go out and do an assessment and determine that child really would have better quality of care in our clinic. We can take that assessment and refer them directly to one of our children's clinics.
And if they don't, they stay with you?
Then they stay with us in prevention, and we go out to the home, to the school, and continue to meet with that child and
their parents. And all the sessions are in the community? It's in the home? It's never in the clinic?
Not really, no.
No, it's all in the community?
We go out into the community, uh-huh. So I visit all
the wherever the parents want to.
Right.
Wherever they decide.
Yeah.
Is there a cost? No cost.
There is no cost, Maria. Yeah. So it's really great. And we work with the parents. We work with the kids. We also, in addition to doing the clinical work with children who have been exposed to trauma, we go out into the community and do outreach to the schools and different venues, and we can provide presentations about mental illness, about depression. We've done presentations at some of our schools about bullying. We've done those presentations to the student body. We've done that for the teachers. We've done outreaches and presentations to some of the school counselors and school psychologists on different topics on trauma, on self-harm, stress management.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.